بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. Imam brought the people to the arena, showed them the way, kept them in the arena and steered them away from despair and hopelessness. No other person in the country was capable of pulling this off. We know political and seminarian personalities, some from close up and some from a distance. No person was capable of carrying that heavy load and bringing it to the destination. That endeavor was exclusive to our magnanimous Imam. It was he who managed to accomplish that feat. At different stages, Imam even pointed the various arenas of fighting. He showed the people where the arena of fighting was. He did so in different periods of time and in line with the developments of the time. During the time of revolutionary activities, he did it in one way and in the heat of bloody days leading to the victory of the revolution. He did it in another way. When the regime was thinking of imposing martial law in its last breaths, of sending the people home and of pulling out the route by the absence of the people, Imam called on the people to pour onto the streets with divine inspiration. It was really divine inspiration, and Imam himself said it later on.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
In those hours, many revolutionary politicians opposed to this. They said that that was dangerous for Imam. Imam, however, said no, and he asked the people to take to the streets. This was an effort to determine the arena of fighting. That is, it became clear that in those hours and on that day, the arena of fighting was for the people to take to the streets. He would determine the arena of fighting like this. In the first months after the revolution, he determined what the arena of fighting was. In the second month, the arena was to carry out a referendum and to choose the political system and to confront anti-revolutionary forces. At some point, the issue of power came up during which the revolutionary and fighting forces of the revolution were besieged. Imam ordered everyone to go and participate. I'd not forget that hour. And that day, Tehran had taken on a particular atmosphere. It seemed that everyone on the streets wanted to go to Pava. They were looking for a car or any other means to make it to Pava on the orders of Imam. So he would show where the arena of fighting was.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.